Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I haven't been this annoyed in a long time. I love Pittsburgh. It's my town. I grew up here. I remember back in the day, so Liberty Avenue, real life. When we got our driver's licenses, we used to drive downtown to look at the hookers. Now that might be sketch, but when you're 16, you're kind of enthralled with kind of the seamy side of things. I'd never seen hookers. So me and the fellas would get in someone's car and drive downtown and look at the hookers. They're actually walking on the streets in Liberty Avenue. It was that bad. Do we want that again? Would the mayor say, leave the hookers alone? They're good people. We need to care about hookers. Ugh. Oh, the downtown partnership is hacked. I tried to get the Visit Pittsburgh folks to come on. They're afraid. What are you afraid of, man? This mayor needs to handle the truth. This all started with the folks in the Arts District saying, hey, stop the madness. The crime's out of control. We're getting beaten, mugged, robbed, and raped. The mayor said, to hell with you. It's safe down here. Seriously. My friends that were cops, I have, in my cell phone right now, I have 6 videos of out of control, homeless, drunks, alcoholics, druggies downtown. Mayor says, don't arrest anybody for panhandling. It's the First Amendment right. Aggressive panhandling is not someone's right. It's not. Can you please play? This is John Delano, did a fabulous interview with the mayor. He caught the mayor at a vulnerable moment where he was actually honest. Listen to the mayor from yesterday.
What we're seeing is an increase in homelessness, addiction, and in a rapid increase in panhandling happening in every city around this nation because we lack any domestic policy to address those issues. Why you see so many people downtown is because this is where the services are provided. This isn't the playground for the rich. We have seen an uptick in 2019 of violent crime in downtown. You do it by facts, not by innuendo. You do it by looking at statistics. You do it by looking at businesses to see if they're succeeding. You do it by looking at crime trends, and you realize that there will be cycles. You will see poor people. You will see minorities. You will see people who are asking for help downtown. If you don't expect to see it, go to a shopping mall.
That's it. Why do you drag minorities into it? No one's afraid of minorities downtown. It's got nothing to do with race. Tries to make this about race. Man. By definition, in the Oxford Dictionary, jagoff, a stupid, irritating, or contemptible person. If the word fits, just irritates me to no end. He doesn't care about the business owners either. Who was it? Oh, here we go. Hey, Jen, thanks for holding. Give us your background, please.
Yes, hi. So my name is Jen Grippo, and I am the owner of the original Oyster House here in Market Square.
Oh, wow. You've lived through it then.
Yes, we've seen quite a show over the years, 150-year history. We've seen a lot here as a family, for sure. And, just hearing everything that everyone has been saying and obviously seeing our lovely mayor and what he had to say yesterday was very disheartening. As a family who's been down here for this long and truly finally see some true color from this man, definitely been eye-opening. My family has always said, hey, we have got nothing but love for everyone here in Pittsburgh, but we want to make this a fun and wonderful community for all of us. And if you don't want to work with us, I don't know what else to say. And, I had to call in because, I do know Len working downtown, all of the restaurants, we do keep in touch. We even had a meeting last week just to say, hey, we are here as a community. How do we help? And how do we make things better for all of us?
Well, the folks at the Oyster House, By the way, I love the place. And if you don't, then you're a jag-off. But the truth of the matter is, I was in Market Square when Zapala was, there were people selling crack out of businesses pretty much right around the corner from you. So they shut that down. I did a talk show in Market Square once. There was a guy urinating in the bushes behind us. I mean, you've seen it all, have you not, Jen?
We have seen it all. That's why anything that happens downtown, I hate to say it, doesn't surprise me. But that also scares me because I don't want to be numb to what is really happening down here.
And so when the mayor says, pretty much it gives you the proverbial middle finger and says, if you don't like it, go to the mall. How do you react, Jen, as someone in a family that's owned a business for 150 years down there?
I mean, I'm angry. Saying that I'm disappointed doesn't even fully express my feeling, and this is coming from my family, from my staff, all of us. And it's like, okay, well, we have been here, like I said, 150 years. We have seen the rise and the fall and the rise and the fall again. And we have stuck this out. And it's not even just my family. It's many families down here who were committed to having our businesses in downtown Pittsburgh. You know, could we have moved out of downtown Pittsburgh 30, 40 years ago?
Sure.
Absolutely.
And crushed it.
I mean, we had 9 locations at one point, and here's my father, you know, back in the late 80s, he said, you know what, I'm done with these other businesses. I want to close all those, and I want to focus on my downtown location. And we stuck it out. And so for him to say something like that, absolutely. And we, like I said, we've had nothing but love. We're trying to help you guys out, but you want to go on this emotional rampage? We're not here for this. We run businesses. We have people who come in every day who rely on us, not even just staff, even customers, for us to serve them. And if they don't feel safe and if they don't feel comfortable, what do we do?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, come on, man. Can you hang around, Jen? It's really important.
Sure, absolutely.
All right, because these folks, I love the Oyster House. If you haven't waited in the line at the Oyster House, you got to get a life and wait in the line at the Oyster House during Lent or anytime. Fabulous, fabulous spot. I want her to tell us some war stories, what they see there, who comes in there, how they try to manage it, and what this sort of comment from the mayor does to them, their business, and everyone in Market Square. It's despicable.
What we're seeing is an increase in homelessness, addiction, and in a rapid increase in panhandling happening in every city around this nation because we lack any domestic policy to address those issues. Why you see so many people downtown is because this is where the services are provided. This isn't the playground for the rich.
We have seen an uptick in 2019 of violent crime in downtown.
You do it by facts, not by innuendo. You do it by looking at statistics. You do it by looking at businesses to see if they're succeeding. You do it by looking at crime trends, and you realize that there will be cycles. You will see poor people. You will see minorities. You will see people who are asking for help downtown. If you don't expect to see it, go to a shopping mall.
There you go. Thanks, Mayor. It's a great billboard for Pittsburgh. By the way, the story is circling the globe now, thanks to the mayor. Saw it on the network last night. The guy who really started all this trouble is my man, John Delano. JD, you brought this. This is your fault, sir.
You know, never blame the messenger, Marty. You should know that by now. Hey, great to be with you and all your listeners, of course.
All right. So I need your opinion, John, and I'm not going to ask you to comment on the mayor. I'm going to ask you about his mood. Came off as defensive and a bit angry. Is that accurate, sir?
Yes, I think that's accurate. I think he was not happy about the ongoing stories. It's not just me, but others, and certainly the folks in downtown Pittsburgh, starting with Kevin McMahon, the CEO of the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, bringing this to light. At least he sent a letter to the mayor talking about the problems in downtown Pittsburgh. That letter was meant to be private, but of course these things get leaked one way or the other. And the news media ran with it. And from that point on, as you know, there have been shopkeepers and restaurant owners, bar owners, folks who have a stake in downtown Pittsburgh, have just been calling attention to the fact And then when you add on top of it that you have four stabbings, you have shootings on the 4th of July, just a seeming increase in crime. And then the mayor finally acknowledged last week that, yeah, the data shows an increase in violent crime in Zone 2 and particularly in downtown Pittsburgh. So, I mean, the facts are all there. He's not happy about that. He doesn't want this to be a violent city or an unwelcoming city. I've known Bill Peduto since he was an intern on Capitol Hill. So I've known him a long, long time. And I know that his intentions are
all right, enough of that. Enough of that. He's a wonderful man. Crap.
I know.
All right. But John, does it help the city when this story is now on the networks, which I saw it, to say that to hell with you, in essence, go to the mall? Does that help, John?
Yeah. Obviously not.
Thank you.
I'm not sure that that's entirely what he intended, but
no, it is.
You know, let him explain what he meant. Mm-hmm. And you can reach out to him as well as anybody.
No, he doesn't return text, John.
Yeah. All right. Well,
every other blue moon.
Yeah. The bottom line is that obviously it's not helpful to suggest that in lieu of going to downtown Pittsburgh, you go out to the suburbs. But, you know, let's be fair about the law. But
I know the law, John. You can't aggressively panhandle. JD, I got to go, man. Thank you, brother.
Yeah. All right.
Love
you. Good to be with you, man.
Love him. Don't apologize for the mayor, John. Jen.
Yeah.
So just give us a couple examples of what you see at your restaurant or in your restaurant at the Oyster House because of this problem.
So we have seen, you know, the panhandling and the homelessness and all that. That's no new news to us over the years.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, you know, the new things that we've started to see is, you know, more of the drug use and the overdosing and whatnot that are happening in our businesses, that are happening
in the bathrooms, drug overdoses.
So we are very thankful, knock on wood, that we have not had an experience like that here in our establishment. And I hope to never, ever experience that, because it's traumatizing for, you know, my staff and for the customers to see that. And, you know, I mean, even what John said, I mean, we are, a lot of this I feel is emotionally driven,
yes.
But we have to define the line in a sense of we are business and then we have our personal whenever we go home at night.
Yep.
If I was emotionally driven when I came into work every single day,
yep.
I would be probably in a padded room up in Western Psych because I wouldn't be able to get through my day to day.
What's your message to the mayor as we run out of time? What's your message if he's listening? You got 30 seconds.
My message is just let us help you. If there is something that you need from us, communicate with us and allow us to help you in any sense so that we can all get on the same page and continue on being a great, fantastic city to come in, to work in, to live in, and to play in.
Jen, I'm going to be calling you, all right? We're going to talk again, okay?
All right. Sounds good. You have a great day.
Keep fighting the fight. I love the Oyster House. Look, all the mayor has to say is, I was emotional, I misspoke. We welcome everybody downtown, and we have our hands wrapped around this problem, and I promise to address it. And Cindy tells you, if you're successful... He made that rude comment about rich people. This isn't a playground for the rich. Wouldn't you want it to be? Wouldn't you want wealthy people in downtown Pittsburgh? Wouldn't you want successful folks? All sorts of folks in downtown Pittsburgh. I would. Let's talk about it next. 866-391-1020. Yeah. Yeah, we let the band play a little long. Sorry about that delay, folks. I was not in the men's room. About the mayor... I know I keep playing the hits, but I want to play that litany of sound, please. Maybe one more time, the whole compilation of the mayor. This is a great interview John Delano did regarding the mayor's feeling about homelessness downtown. Listen.
What we're seeing is an increase in homelessness, addiction, and in a rapid increase in panhandling happening in every city around this nation. Because we lack any domestic policy to address those issues. Why you see so many people downtown is because this is where the services are provided. This isn't the playground for the rich.
We have seen an uptick in 2019 of violent crime in downtown.
You do it by facts, not by innuendo. You do it by looking at statistics. You do it by looking at businesses to see if they're succeeding. You do it by looking at crime trends, and you realize that there will be cycles. You will see poor people. You will see minorities. You will see people who are asking for help downtown. If you don't expect to see it, go to a shopping mall.
There you go. That's what I should do. You know, I have a solution. I really think the mayor drives around in a security car, and he should. He should. And he has three or four cops that watch over him, and he should. They all do, generally. But he never has to experience panhandling. He doesn't own a business. He doesn't have to have folks fighting in his business. He's protected. He doesn't live it. Well, he could say he does, but he doesn't. It's like the folks in Congress in private jets and limousines. They don't live this stuff, man. If you're down on the streets, the folks who called in here, the owners of Redbeard's, this restaurant, the owners of the Oyster House, this restaurant, they live it, man. They live it every day. They breathe it. It's their deal. They get it. The mayor doesn't get it. That's the issue. So he blames us because members of the media, that we don't care. It's not about who cares. It's a load of crap. We all care. What we care about are people and taking care of business. Let the police do their job, Mayor. Set up a place for these folks to go, Mayor. And if they don't go there, arrest them. If they're harassing people at businesses, if they're aggressively panhandling, if they're drunk or high, if they're beating someone up or stabbing someone. And put enough police down there to manage it. It's not that difficult. Man, it's so frustrating for this guy to tell people to go to the mall. That's great. Malls don't want people out there. Fiona.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that, you know, these services have always existed in downtown Pittsburgh. And this is a shout out to the mayor here. You know, you don't have to make downtown Pittsburgh halfway house for the criminals and the drug addicts. You don't have to make downtown Pittsburgh a psych ward for the mentally challenged or mentally insane. And this is what he's trying to do here. My knee-jerk reaction here after I heard about how bad downtown Pittsburgh was not to go to downtown Pittsburgh. But after
Thank
listening
you.
To Jen, I feel sorry for the businesses that are down there. And indeed, I will continue to patronize the businesses downtown. But in regards to Jen, she's living in a dream world. There's nothing you're going to do to work with Mayor Peduto. You know, this man has some pretty perverse ideas as to what Pittsburgh should be and should look like. And it's not, you know, a crime scene downtown. There's no reason why it's degenerated into this other than he wants to get himself on the national news. He always has a new crusade just so he keeps his name in the news every day.
Hard to argue. And it's hard to argue. It's hard to argue with you at this point. Thank you. Maureen, the mayor is indulging in a hissy fit. That's what this was, a hissy fit. Because he's getting slammed from many sides. Spot on. Maybe he will have second thoughts about what he said today. I haven't heard from him. Mayor, we're here. I'll take you right now, sir. My friend Mike on the north side. Mike, welcome back, buddy.
Hey, Marty, how you doing?
Fabulous, brother. Mike has lived it and walked it.
Exactly. And you know, some of those people down there by across from the Fairmont, where the stabbing happened, whatever.
Yep.
I know a couple of those people. Because I was once there.
You were. Yep.
I was addicted to crack cocaine for over 20 years.
Yeah, you lived it. I'm serious about it. Mike lived it. He knows it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Homelessness. I was shoplift to feed my habit. But anyway, those they hit me up all the time, every time, because I catch the, I go to the VA, the bus stops right there.
Right.
And every time they see me, they I mean, it's like they, there you go. Hey, Jim, hey, Mike, got a couple of dollars, man, you got a cigarette, anything.
It annoys you, doesn't it, Mike?
To no end.
Yeah.
And I give it to get them away from me. And I, like I said, I knew them. We grew up together. We went to elementary school together.
Is it dangerous, Mike?
Well, for some people, but being that I come from that, I don't want to say like I'm, you know, a tough guy or whatever, but I come from the ghetto. It's like gunfire. I'm not really scared, you know.
No, of course you're not. But Mike, is it fair for the mayor to say, to heck with all of you, go to the mall? Is that fair?
No, he has to address this a better way. He just can't do all that lip service.
Right.
They need policies to address this issue, like he said, you know. But if it happens all over the country, he said, you know, I can see that, you know.
Yeah.
Get Row in California, yep. It's crazy. It's, you know, it's all over the country. But like he said, we need policies to address it in a better way. You just can't say, go panhandle at the mall. Is that what he's saying?
Right. And he said, I don't want, downtown's not a playland for the rich. Wouldn't it be nice if we had successful people downtown, Mike? Wouldn't it be nice?
Exactly. It'd be perfect, man, but we don't live in a perfect world.
Hey, Mike, I snagged your number. I'm going to call you. I need you for something, all right?
Okay.
All right, my man, I'll be calling you.
Okay.
I love him. Seriously, man, he lived it. Hey, look, it's never going to be perfect. But to suggest that we're bad folks because we don't want so many issues downtown is dead, flat out wrong and out of line. Ask the folks who live it, like Mike or the cops or the business owners. They live it. They get it. Mayor doesn't. Bum, bum, bum. I'm going to keep doing, I guess, until I start talking again. I should probably start talking again. We're talking about the mayor saying, go to the mall if you don't like the panhandling downtown, the aggressive panhandling. So every single person that's worked there, every business owner says it's out of control and the mayor's dead wrong. John Delano says maybe the mayor will change his mind today. There's no way, man. If anything he'll do, he'll dig in. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Marty. I wanted to call because something else no one's touched on. I used to work at the Convention and Visitors Bureau when it was called that years ago.
Sure, sure.
And then I worked at the Hilton for some time. And something I learned in sales at the Hilton, I was conference center sales, but we had convention sales managers, as do all the large hotels. And they have visitors coming in on site inspections. And they have people that actually come in without letting them know that they are viewing the city and the what the city has to offer to their convention attendees and, you know, as restaurants, transportation, obviously safety. And I'm sitting there thinking what he said, and I thought, oh, my God, how out of touch can you be?
Right.
Because, you know, this happens. We get a lot of convention business. And
oh,
when
yeah.
I was there, there were very limited hotel space.
That's true.
Extremely limited. Now we have so many more hotels in the downtown area. And, I mean, I had World War II groups that used to come in, reunion groups. And they were uncomfortable. I would have the Gateway Clipper come across,
sure.
Pick them up at the point so they could walk through the park and board the boats. And then take their, you know, their cruise. I don't know how comfortable people would be doing that now, especially if you have elderly groups. But
right.
You have very, very tech-savvy people now. They're going to see this and saying, well, we're going to take that city off their list. I mean,
right.
they go to 4, 5, 6, 8 cities before they make that determination.
Well, sure, the word gets out, and it did get out last night on MSN. I saw it on the network. So the word gets out that the mayor of downtown Pittsburgh says, to heck with you. Go to the mall if you don't like panhandlers and homeless people and druggies downtown. That's a great way to attract visitors.
And these decisions are made far in advance. And I have to tell you, you know, if you're making a decision 3, 4, 5 years out, you hear this now, you're saying, hey, you know what, we need to revisit this and find somewhere else that's more welcoming or at least more, geez, I don't even know the word.
You know, it was disingenuous for him to say. Was so disingenuous for him to say. The reason why this exists is because there's no national policy. This has nothing to do with the federal government. This is about him and the city of Pittsburgh addressing its issues.
Well, maybe he should start a grassroots effort then,
right?
Instead of you know, instead of running around, I have an issue with the bike lanes because I drive a lot.
Yeah, a lot of folks do.
in the city. And besides that, that is not going to attract the long-term business. And the people that are downtown that have been downtown, I've seen all those changes from Market Square since the 80s to now. And I have to tell you, I'm a mobile notary. I have turned down jobs that there are signings and people in the downtown area and the surrounding areas in the evenings because I'm not comfortable going by myself.
Right on, right on.
So I just thought I'd give a little different, you know, perspective to it. You know, this isn't just a short-term problem. This is long-term and can affect us for a very long time, and I'd hate to see that happen to this wonderful city that we have.
I agree. My friend Gary, who I love to death, he wants to indirectly blame Trump. It's absolutely true. It's absolutely 100% true. 100% true. Whether you like Trump or not, he's got nothing to do with homeless people downtown. It's ridiculous. It's just, you know what it is? It's ignorant by definition. Flat out ignorant. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, a couple things, Marty. Hey, just a quick story for you. About a month ago, I left the parked over the casino to get out to the Heinz History Center.
Sure, sure.
Rock on there.
Yeah.
So I took the tram over to Wood Street, bad time, around 4 o'clock when all the students were, you know, all the kids were on there.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty wild.
Yep.
And then I walked down to the History Center, and then I spent my time down there. I said, you know what, I ain't taking that tram back. I'm going to walk back. I was approached at least by, 6 very, very, very aggressive panhandlers. I walked by a couple guys whizzing in the alleyways.
Urinating. Urinating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
And then the second
disgusting
thing what Anthony said is absolutely true. What we ought to do is he needs to post it, pick out every day of the week that Peduto goes there. We'll go down with our cans for charity, the Blue
nice.
Cross, Red Cross, whatever, and we'll panhandle people for charity down there in front of that business. But we need a lawyer because I guarantee you, every one of us will be arrested.
Right. Have a bus and drop off aggressive panhandlers at Cappy's where he drinks at night and at his house and see how he likes it. Seriously, check that out. Boom, 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 boom. So I got a bunch of cops texting me saying that this has become kind of the in thing to do. Panhandling. Seriously, one of my close friends. Hold on, let me get to this. Here we go. Okay. I'm sure panhandling takes place in Bridgeville. North Fayette police run the panhandlers from intersections at the Point Shopping Complex. Bad for business, bad for safety. It is a First Amendment right. Does the truth not matter anymore? It's not a constitutional right. I believe him. Aggressive panhandling is illegal, man. And the police want to arrest them downtown. They won't let them. They won't let them. Panhandling, this is from a police officer that I really trust. Panhandling is everywhere now. Carnegie, daily. Robinson, daily. It's the new it thing.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.